On paper, Charles Ahmond appeared to be a petty criminal, a second-grade dropout who was convicted of burglary, breaking and entering, and throwing a rock at a pickup truck. In 1993, he was sentenced to prison after shooting his television while his sons argued about what to watch. Police found six firearms in his home. 20 years later, Commonwealth's Attorney Lee Irvin says his name came up again in connection with the disappearance of 20-year-old Pete Miller.
In 2013, the Sheriff's Department got new information concerning Mr. Miller's disappearance and started the investigation new again.
But witnesses were reluctant to talk, so Augusta County asked for help from Virginia's Attorney General, who can establish a special grand jury.
The state can force people to come in before that grand jury and force them to give sworn testimony. When you put all the evidence together, it was sufficient for an indictment to be returned.
Remains were never found, but testimony before the grand jury led Irvin to charge Charles Ahmond with first-degree murder. Now 84, Ahmond was taken to jail, and Irvin has no regrets about locking up a senior citizen.
If the evidence shows that he committed this crime, then I have no regrets at all about that. You have to pay for your criminal act.
Miller's family, which has waited 32 years for some kind of justice, is said to be happy with the news. I'm Sandy Houseman.